Welcome back, everybody, to Do Did Will, the Story of People podcast, right there on the Cryer Media Network. Huge thanks to them for having me on the network and all the support. Everybody that's involved in the network, that's giving me support, that's there for me, retweeting, re-Instagramming, re-stories, you name it. It's an amazing group of people to be a part of. They've hosted this show for a little while now since the launch, and we're seeing some great numbers. I actually just got a great update from Matt Kundle from our network. He sent me a pretty decent breakdown of what Do Did Will was doing so far. We're only 10 episodes in. So, hey, you know what I mean? We all got to relaunch and start from something, right? So he sends me this breakdown, and it was actually doing better than I anticipated. This isn't a bragging thing. This is just straight fact about giving you guys an update after the first 10 episodes about where we're at. I'm not actually going to get into the numbers side of it, but I can tell you that Apple Podcasts doing great, Spotify doing really great, which, you know, they've launched their podcast network. We're aware of that, but I'm seeing some pretty decent traction from Spotify, which was pretty incredible to me, considering that I'm just this wee little podcast in there. But it actually did pretty well, and I was pretty impressed with what Matt had shown me. And it's a good, you know, mostly Canada, obviously. We got some US numbers and all the rest of it, but I'm pretty stoked at the progress that the show is making, and I want to thank you, the listener, for watching and listening. Now, I don't task you very much with things to do. All the podcasts that you hear are like, you know, like, subscribe, join us, give us a 5-star. I haven't done any of that stuff until now, okay? Now, as we move into the next 10 to 15 episodes, the guests are actually coming in pretty fast and furious here, and I hate using that term because I hate that movie franchise, but we're getting a lot of guests coming in. So you get me today a little bit, because I want to talk a little bit about a few little things, but I got some guests coming that are pretty awesome, and I'm really excited to have them, and really, really stoked to tell their stories and get into it. And we're going to cover, you know, we'll get some actors coming, and I've got some more sports people coming, and musicians, of course, got to stay in the wheelhouse of the musicians. So got to do that. But today, and rarely you're going to see me do this, but today, for your ears and for your eyes, give us a follow on Twitter at @DudeDidWill, please. We're creeping. We're under 100 followers right now. I'd like to get that number, you know, obviously to 1,000, but, you know, 100 at a time. So if you could follow us on Twitter at @DudeDidWill, that'd be amazing. Follow over at Instagram at @DudeDidWillPodcast. That would be amazing. Where else are we? TikTok. Follow me on TikTok at @DudeDidWillPodcast on TikTok. There is a Facebook page. It's slow. It's a slow burn on that. I'm kind of, you know, holding off, but I'm not avoiding it from a reels standpoint or story standpoint, but I'm still kind of figuring out what I want to do there on Facebook. However, if you're watching this today, you're either watching it on Twitter or YouTube. YouTube is where I need you. I really, really need you to go to YouTube and add Do Did Will to your life. That would be amazing, because I've got a lot of content coming out. I've got a lot of different guests coming out, micro content. I got 25 videos up there now, some various things. So that's the request for this week. I know it's go give me a 5-star review. Go give me a 4-star. I don't just, you know, go give me a review on Apple. For this week, I'm going to direct you to add Do Did Will to your life. Please. And thank you. That'd be great, because then I, you know, the more platforms I'm on, the more platforms it moves through. And I foresee some pretty substantial growth happening here over the next 2 to 3 months, just based on the guest list alone that's coming on. I've got a pretty decent sized actor coming on that was in one of the most iconic films of all time. You know, there's more little tidbits and surprises coming in down the pipe that I'm very excited to share with you. So please and thank you, do did will, the Story of People podcast on all your platforms, wherever you can find them. Please add it. I promise you, I'm not going to spam the shit out of you, but I'd like to involve you in what I'm doing. So if you could go over there and add all those things, that'd be amazing. Also, a catalyst to that, Cryer Media, my friends that are hosting me here, you can find them everywhere as well. Please add them to your life. There's like 100+ podcasts over there. It's an amazing network of writers and independent pods and all the rest of it, going from sports to entertainment to nerds, like the other show that I do with Chris Machete called Live from Machete Comics, plus that nerd dad, all sorts of guys and girls over there doing some great stuff. So please and thank you. And that's it. Normally that stuff's at the end, right? Isn't that stuff at the end? You like and subscribe, and I put up a thing and you hit like and subscribe. Today, that's it. That's what you get. Okay? Awesome. Thank you. Okay, moving on. So, Do Did Will, the Story of People podcast. We are 11 episodes in. So, how's it going? Are you happy? Are we covering off some good stories for you? I mean, there's been some good ones here. I mean, we've covered off some financial stuff. I've had an incredible chat with Tara Sloan from NBC Sports and the San Jose Sharks. She has since, you know, gone viral again because of the NHL teams that refused to support the Pride jerseys, you know, in warmups. And she was very outspoken about that, and rightfully so. James from the network Cryer Media wrote an article about this topic. How it's not the NHL's job to push the agenda, and I agree from that standpoint. It's a touchy subject, right? Because you're sort of like, all right, we're going to support LGBT community, and it's, you know, it's Pride night and everyone's going to wear the jersey. And then some players are refusing to because of their religious beliefs and et cetera and et cetera. I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I'm just saying those are the facts of what's going on. Some people have been outspoken. Brian Burke from the Pittsburgh Penguins, very outspoken about it, and thinks that everybody should be a part of it. But it also dances that very interesting topic of forcing people to believe what you believe. If they had Christian night, or if they had Muslim night, or if they had, you know, different kinds of things that people didn't support. The message is that all are welcome in the NHL. Here I am going political again. Ugh. All are welcome in the NHL. And the premise is we're going to wear the jersey to support everybody. So I understand the argument of like, it's not the NHL's job or some people's opinion about the NHL's job to be at the forefront or whatever of this. But I do believe that providing a safe space for people to live their life, enjoy the game, and do the rest of it should be supported by everybody in the league. So yeah, so Tara had herself a bit of a trend there last week. So that was awesome. Marian Iveson, who came out and did the Let's Take This Outside podcast, she was incredible. She's had some amazing guests since then, including my good friend Mercedes Nichols that was just on. So awesome. Ray Routh, that changed his pod around since he's been on this show and has got a roundtable show going with the guys from the network, which is amazing. Man, there's been so many guys. Scotty from Hot Wallet, Jackie Holowaty from this Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Andrea Hunsicker, future Paralympic, a swimmer. I mean, the list is endless. It just keeps going and going. So thank you for tuning in so far to the 11 that we've done, and more and more and more to come. So as people are listening and diving a little bit more into the show, I am getting the occasional request to talk a little bit about my career and some of the things that I do. And I don't want that to be this show. It not necessarily. You'll get little tidbits. And if you listen to the old show, Brenton on Tour, you'll get tidbits about what I do and my career and, you know, traveling around and running concerts and all the rest of it. But the premise of the show is the story of people. And those three words, do, did, will. And one of the things that I am going to start diving into on this show, outside of having guests on in the Sunday Night Storytime, thank you very much for tuning in to Sunday Night Storytime. It did really well this week. We talked about the death and 1 year of Taylor Hawkins passing away, and got some great feedback that actually helped me present this episode today, because people were saying, well, listen, I wasn't aware that you were down in Bogota, you were at the same hotel, you had a moment with him years ago. It was just an interesting chat that people had sort of discovered that side of my world of touring, and then had said, can you tell more stories like that? And again, I have a hard time making it about me or anything like that. But one of the things that is a very important subject to me, and something that I think is extremely important for everybody, I'm going to focus on do today. The word do. And also, if you saw from the graphics, the importance of the word yes. So today I'm going to get into the word do and the importance of the word yes. Okay? I repeated myself, but I'm trying to, hook you here on the premise of the show today. Now, I'm a massive, massive fan of saying yes. All great things happen in life when you say yes. To me, I believe you get a lot of answers and a lot of the things that you might be searching for by saying yes. So the premise of this show focuses on people's journey. Obviously, what they do and how they did things and what will they do next. But in and around that, you can also have discussions about what these words mean and what live within them. And so to me, what do? Say yes. And this is important to me to tell you. Saying yes can change your life. Now, Ray Routh from the network is the motivational speaker on the network. He's a positive dude. I've had him on, as I said, a couple weeks ago. And I intend to have him on more in a panel format to discuss these kind of topics, because I think they're important. And I know TikTok and all the rest of these things are loaded with motivational people that are far more successful than me, that are far more, qualified to talk about, this kind of stuff. However, I can only say from experience about how important saying yes can be to changing someone's life. Okay. So a couple of examples. So my friend Chris Machete, who, I do another show with called Live from Machete Comics. He is in a band with me for years and we have a great time and we tour, but bands end and Chris goes on to start an art and a music school, and people say, you'll never make it. No one's going to be into, you can't make a living doing music lessons, or you can't make a living, doing art, fine art. Sure. The snobberies of the world and the past town that he lived in would be like, you can't make money doing comic books. You can only make money doing fine art. You know what I'm saying? And the foot was on his head the whole time. So he decides to leave, sell the house, move to Kingston, set up shop, and start again. Well, what's Kingston? Kingston is one of the most artsy towns in the whole country of Canada, home to the Tragically Hip, Dan Aykroyd, so many others, and now has one of the most successful music schools probably in the city, and is making a living full-time doing art and commissions for people. Why? Because he said yes. Good example? I don't know. Maybe not. I think so. That's an example of somebody saying yes and it changing their life. Not taking no for an answer, not keeping that foot on the head. He said yes and it changed his life. Okay? My journey. Tour managing. Missing rent payments, missing phone bills, being a terrible roommate because I just couldn't make things on rent on time. Sorry, Derek. Sorry, Scott and Karina. just, it's part of the journey. It's the story of people, and that was part of my story, and they are very much a part of my story. And I, but you know, I had to, I was faced with a choice of stopping touring and getting a job. I was like a third interview. I was in a third interview at a Swish plant to drive a forklift moving chemicals around in Peterborough, Ontario. Okay. I was the third interview in. I was living in my mom's basement in Lindsay, Ontario, and I was about to quit the music industry and work at Swish Chemicals driving a forklift. Then I got a call to move to Vancouver to help open the casino out in Richmond. I'm not going to spend too much time on me because you're going to be bored out of your mind, I'm sure. However, that led to so many things. I mean, I was like, yes, I have to do this. And I had to tell the fellas, hey, I'm moving on. And sorry, guys, it's time to move on. I gotta start a new life and I have to do it. And that was very difficult discussion for me to have, but it was necessary for my future to have. And I came out very much in debt and not in great shape. And I was given an opportunity with Great Canadian Casinos to help them open a casino. And I said, sure. And I was still out of the music industry, but I was very in touch with the people that I had met in the music industry from touring that lived out here. And when I came out, it just changed everything. I worked through the system quick. I got promoted. I met my wife. I had the kids. Everything was incredible through that process of saying yes. Would I have stayed in Ontario at the Swish plant and bought a house in Oakwood, Ontario, and had a whole bunch of kids and been happy? I mean, there is an option there. Sure, it probably could have happened. But this journey just seems like it was a more of a fate thing. And I am a believer in, you know, if you put the good stuff out there, the good stuff comes back to you. And it changed my life, because not too long after that, I was given an opportunity to work and train and learn how to do concerts out here in Vancouver through my colleagues that I'd met through touring, which led me to doing Western Canada, which led me getting an opportunity to go to Europe in 2012. And I never stopped touring from that point. I had 1 year in a building that I said yes to in Abbotsford to give it a go for a year to see what it was like in a building. And by saying yes, I discovered within 6 months that no, it's not going to work. But I had to say yes the first time to get to the no, that helped me move on to the next phase, which has now taken me around the world almost 40 or 50 times since with some of the biggest acts in the world. And that's where the talking about me part ends. Okay. Because I'm just trying to give you some insight as to the goal here is to say yes, right? Say yes, get answers, move through it. You do you and discover whether it's the right path for you. Okay. So that's basically a great example, not from the standpoint of like bragging. It's a great example of like taking a chance and saying yes and going and seeing the effect of it, of what happens from there. Our own network host, Dean Blundell, obviously filled with a substantial amount of controversy coming out of Edge 102. I believe he's made amends for any of those things, and you can research it. He's not that guy to me. He has been nothing but cordial, amazing, and incredible, and supportive of my show, the Live on Kids on the Escalator podcast that we had, now live at Machete Comics, and has given an opportunity for a substantial amount of people on the network to have their voice heard and move through the system to create their own, you know, their own content, their own dreams, their own shows, everything. This is fun, man. This is like, you guys know me. I'm sober. I haven't drank in 4.5 years, but I have a creative itch inside me that I need to scratch. And it happens with this podcast and the other one that I do with Chris. It just gives me an opportunity to talk to some amazing people. It gives me an opportunity to have these incredible conversations and learn about people and learn about things. And it scratches the creative itch. And it was Dean and a friend of mine, Dave Randall, who reached out and said, you know, you're traveling around the world trying to find all the best coffee in the world. You should, you know, just start a show about it. And if Dean didn't offer this opportunity for us, I'm not sure I would have done it. I mean, starting a podcast, everyone's got a podcast, right? But it's not my, it's like I'm not, you know, I have a face for radio. Is that what they say? Face for, you know, no one's tuning in to watch my mug on this thing. But there was an opportunity there to create something and create a network and create a home for people that want to be creative, but also have a voice, have something to say. And we have it all on the network. It's this, it's a crossover of so many things. We cover food, sports, entertainment, music, film, TV, everything is on there. And Dean has given this opportunity to us. And this is the point I'm trying to make here, is that Dean took an opportunity and he said yes. He's like, all right, I have to start something. I have to be creative. I have to do something. And I'll fight anybody on this subject. But he was doing the best content over the pandemic than anybody that I've ever heard. Okay, I'm sorry. If you agree or disagree, that's your opinion. You're welcome to it. But he was bringing people on that were on the other side of the equation, that were arguing on anti-vaxxing and all this stuff. He was bringing them on. I mean, there were some scraps there, but he was bringing them on. And by doing that, it propped up all of our shows and our listens and gave us some really great numbers and gave us an opportunity to be seen and heard by more. I saw substantial growth on Brenton on tour and Brenton not on tour, but which actually started my desire to change formats to do Did Will, the new concept of the show, which gives me an opportunity to branch out, talk to more people, have different kinds of shows, educates you, educate me, and just have an incredible experience. And that's all from this, you know, from Dean saying yes to starting a network to giving us an opportunity. There's another example of a yes. Okay. This can apply to relationships, whether you're in a good relationship or a bad relationship. You say yes to going into a relationship, you say yes to getting out of a relationship. And you get the answers that you're looking for by saying yes. Okay, you say yes and you get answers. You may not like the answers, but the importance of the word yes is so very, very important. You have to say yes because yes gives you answers. And it's tough to say yes when you know that it's going to be life changing. Like we're talking like a move across the country. We're talking leaving one job, going to the next job. I think COVID taught us more than anything in the world about how we want to value our time and how we want to spend our time. And we're seeing that now. People are making changes. They're moving through the system now and deciding how they want to spend their time. And they're doing that by saying yes. And by saying yes, you get to the no. Or you get to, yes, it worked great. And you can't get to the no unless you say yes. So there's a few examples of just some people that I know that said yes, and it changed lives, and it changed their life, and it's changing other lives. We're not getting into debates here. We're not getting into politics here. It's very important to me to tell you about how saying yes changed my life. And I would hope that you would feel comfortable doing the same. And if you don't feel comfortable doing the same, then start analyzing all the reasons why you should say yes, you know, versus the reasons why you shouldn't say yes. And I feel like in more cases than not, the yeses are going to win over why you shouldn't. Okay. So that's it for today. Today, it's Do Did Will, the Story of People podcast. A little bit of promo at the beginning to, you know, like, subscribe, do all the things. Thank you very much for listening and all that. Please, please, if you got the moment, like, subscribe. Join me on all the places. Our friends there at Cryer Media, join up there and add all the podcasts from there. We're all trying to support each other greatly. And remember, friends, the importance of the word yes. do yourself a favor. Say yes. Watch what happens. See if it changes your life. Regardless, you're going to get an answer. That's a Dude Did Will podcast for another week here on the Cryer Media Network. I really appreciate all the time that you give me, any time that you choose to be with me. Don't forget Sunday night story time. It's a nice little mellow way to ease you out of the week that was and help you kind of go into the week that will be. Telling a story, but people that do, people that did, people that will. And it's just one little story. I might have a guest on that would have a story about it. Maybe it's just me trying to tell a little story about somebody that I know. Regardless, I'm going to build this show with you, the listener. And it was the listener input that led to this show today, where people wanted me to talk a little bit more about my journey. And my journey started with the word yes. Okay? Dude Did Will, the Story of People podcast. DudeDidWill.com, Dude Did Will on YouTube, and on the Cryer Media. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.